Today, Energy Secretary Hazel O'Leary announced a fundamental change in the way the U.S. deals with plutonium. Under her plan, the government, for the first time, will convert some plutonium from atomic weapons into fuel that would be burned in nuclear energy plants. The move is part of a strategy to dispose of plutonium left over from the Cold War. Some critics are fighting the idea because they say it blurs the distinction between civilian and military nuclear programs. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The United States alone has about 50 tons of excess plutonium, both in the form of waste and from dismantled nuclear weapons. Policymakers have been struggling over how to get rid of that plutonium, or at least how to make it useless to would-be terrorists. In 1994, a panel from the National Academy of Sciences recommended pursuing several options at once. One suggestion was to mix plutonium with hazardous radioactive waste and encapsulate it in glass logs. Another was to mix it with uranium and make it into fuel that can be burned in civilian nuclear reactors. Today, Energy Secretary Hazel O'Leary said she wants to pursue both those options.
Whether we burn it or put it in glass, the bottom line is the same. For the first time in history, we will be destroying instead of creating weapons-grade plutonium.
Now, this decision isn't simply over the best technology for getting rid of plutonium. In fact, it's primarily about influencing how Russia disposes of its old nuclear weapons. Right now, that plutonium is considered a much greater security risk, and Russia doesn't simply want to bury its plutonium. It considers it an asset that could be sold as nuclear fuel. U.S. officials decided to send a very clear signal to approve the reuse of plutonium in that manner by okaying the concept for U.S. plutonium as well. John Gibbons, the president's science advisor, defended that decision at today's news conference.
I'm convinced we can do this without in any way contradicting our long-standing opposition to expanding civilian reprocessing and the use of plutonium in the civilian power sector. That has been our policy since the Carter years. It remains our policy.
Even so, the proposal is not popular among some arms control advocates. Paul Leventhal, president of the Nuclear Control Institute in Washington, says the government should encase all the plutonium in glass and not allow any of it to be burned in civilian nuclear reactors. The United States has been the only major nuclear power to avoid the use of plutonium fuel, and he says a step in that direction sets a terrible international precedent.
No matter how much we try to convince the British, the French, and the Japanese, not to mention the Russians, who have been long dedicated to the idea of commercializing plutonium, no matter how much we try to convince them that this is a very limited military disposal application, they're going to play it exactly the other way. And it could lead to world commerce in plutonium in far greater quantities than now exists in the weapons programs.
Leventhal says if commerce in plutonium starts to thrive, that dramatically increases the risk that terrorists will get their hands on some. John Holum, head of the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, appeared to agree with that sentiment in a memo he wrote to Secretary O'Leary on November 1st. In that letter, he urged that plutonium not be used as so-called mixed oxide or MOX nuclear reactor fuel. But at the news conference today, Holum distanced himself from that view.
Well, I don't want to comment on what was a leaked letter, much to my embarrassment, but let me just say that there is a dramatic difference in my mind between using the MOX fuel option, if that should be chosen as one of the processes, to dispose of plutonium that we wish we didn't have, and developing more plutonium in order to burn it in power reactors. That distinction, I think, is so massive as to be different in kind rather than just a difference in quantity. And I'm perfectly happy with the decision to proceed to develop, for the president's ultimate decision, both of these options.
It will take many years to build the facilities needed to carry out these proposals, and decades more to make the plutonium worthless to would-be bomb builders. Given the opposition to the government's plan, many of the challenges ahead will be political as well as technical. This is Richard Harris in Washington.